Okay, third Shir Mesatzah D'Shmaya on the Sugya of Tefillah according to the Bashem Tov HaKadosh. Just a quick chazar of the first two Shiurim. The first Shir, we discussed the important side that Tefillah, the institution of Tefillah, this Avodah, is on behalf of the Shechinah Tesha. It's not for our needs. It's Letzarech Gevaya. It's a tool which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that through this mechanism, this avodah called tefillah, we're able to be poyel the tachlis ha'olam, and that's considered to be the ikar avodah bizman hazeh, like the Balatanya taught us and other tzaddikim, the Ari HaKadosh, Chaim Vital. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is absolutely true, but these doiris before coming in Mashiach, the avodah of tefillah is the most crucial and the most ikar. Second shir, we discussed that yes, davening for the Shekhinah Kedoshah is a lechatchila, and everybody should strive to do so. Al kaponim, every single tefillah is beloved, is heard, accepted, etc. And that's very important so to understand that even if we go all the way up or all the way down, zecher yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah, but not all tefillahs are accepted the same, but every single one is chaviv and has its place. We have a few more yesoidis in these shiurim with the topic of tefillah. And today we'll be moving on to the next topic, which is kavana. The chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in kavana, and it's not exclusive to the derech of the Baal Shem Tov per se, although we will see some chidushim here. But the whole musik of kavana that we're accustomed to, that we've been taught, trained to be machavin in our tefillah, needs an overhaul. And Pinim Yisatayra is very different than what we would expect. If I were to ask you, what does it mean to be machavin? To have kavana? No? Chaim Elio? Perish Hamilim. And that's certainly true, Alpi Niglas Hatayra, and even in Pnimius Hatayra, that everything begins with Perish Hamilim. How could we be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not knowing what we're saying? So it's important, it's imperative, it's crucial for us to know what the words mean in davening. But that's all well and dandy as young children, as high schoolers, maybe even. As soon as we are ready for higher learning in Gemara, in Halacha, in Musar, in Chassidus, we're also ready for higher learning comes to tefillah as well. So to accept and to think that having Perish Hamilas for a Gantza, a Gantz 11 is going to be okay, we're holding ourselves back from real tefillah. Not just in Pnimius, but even in Halacha, we'll see soon the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, what it means in Siman Tzadi Ches to be mespalo, to be mechavin. And I always say that there's a time and place for an art school sitter, even the interlinear ones, they're great, teach us what the words mean, but it's rachmanis if a person is using an art scroll linear sinner his entire life. It was meant for people who don't know what the words mean. Once a person knows what the words mean, it's painful and it's gruesome to be able to see the words and I know what the translation is. It's holding me back. Like I don't need, if I'm talking to somebody in English and somebody's giving a parish on what I'm saying, like you don't need a parish. Like it's what it says. Like if I see the words Baruch Atah Hashem, I don't need the translation there which says Blessed are you Hashem. I don't need that. I know what that means. So as soon as we know what the words mean, it becomes kolamosif gareya. A person is ready for the next sitter, for the next depth in davening. So let's dig in, Mr. Hashem, to the words of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And we'll start with the first marmakam on the top right. And this is really going to be a marmakam to hold on to for this shiur and in future shiurim, the Gabi Tfila, because it spells out a lot of the Yesoidus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in passing, which are going to need further Iyun. This is from the Sefer Gulas Yisrael, running out of space on the Mar Makomos sheets. We had to copy with the bottom Mar Makom on the Mar Makom, but it's from the Gulas Yisrael, B'Shem Reb Aram from Zitomer. And look what he says here. This should be very eye-opening for us. Yesh b'ni adam shakasher oiskim b'avoyde zu tefila. There are those that, when they're oisik in the avoyde of tefila, him menagnim diburi hatfila. They sing in a way that davening to them is about the trap and the tunes. What niggin you're going to sing here, what niggin you sing here, how you say halal halalukas, how you sing the halal. Yeah, like we just explained, that their davening is how they get into it is through the nigun in which they sing it. They think that they really know what it means to daven. They think that this is hislava, so we'll bring them to hislavas, and that this is a big nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amnam darki kesalamai. This is not the true way. To say it lightly. Ki avoidas shav v'sheker hulama. Okay, we can't go late on this. Ki avoidas shav v'sheker hulama v'chashecha yishalacha. This is walking in the darkness. V'loy nichnesu adayim v'kaf ha-emes, and they have not yet reached the true derech ha-emes in davening. Ki derech ha-emes kein hu. You ready for this? Shetzaruch b'shas avoida. At the time of davening, one needs lehafshit atzma migashmi salam hazeh, to completely remove from himself all physicality of this world. Ad sheyichashav be'enav kilu enu b'olam hazeh klum, until he sees himself as if he's not in this world at all. That's aleph. Beis v'loymar ha'oisiyos bekol v'dibur pashat, to say the words plain. Without singing, without screaming, without dancing, straight. Say the word straight. Base. Gimel. Ledabek ulakasher machshafto beha'oisiyos hakdoshos. To attach oneself to the words, the letters themselves. This will be Mirza Shem the next year or the one after. Again, he's passing through major sugyas in the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov. Dalet. Lahavin perish hamilas hakdoshos, that's a given. And look what he writes. We're going to focus on this, so that hopefully, if we have time, the latter part of the shir. Va'oz memela pisaim, all of a sudden, yislakach v'yislahav b'ish lahevis shalhevis, he will be set on fire. With the fire of Hashem, ha'avaras ha'yira v'ha'ava, with a fire of love and a fire of fear, Elon, heavenly one, ba'oiz va'atzum ad ma'oid, great strength and power, ad ma'oid, period. V'zehu haderech yishkoin or b'avodas hakodesh pnima. This is the way of light, of truth, in the derech of davening. Shoshamati v'kibalti is a haderech hakodesh m'mayri harav, the Barditchever. Rabbi Aaron from Zitomer was a Talmud, one of the Talmidim of Hakim of the Baal Shem Tov. The Hu Kilu Mimagid Hamagid Mimezich, and he received this tradition from the Magid, and he was makabel this from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, who was makabel this from Achya Hashilaini, who was the Rabbi of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, although they didn't live at the same time. Achya Hashilaini lived in the time of the Nevi'im, but that's more of a discussion for the toldus of the life of the Baal Shem Tov. Shezehu Haderech Ha'amiti B'Avodas Yisbarach. This is the derech of tefillah according to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Hispashtus Hagashmias, to free oneself from the physicality, to say the words b'kol dibur b'pashut, to attach oneself to the holy letters of Torah and tefillah, and to understand the perush hamilas. Now, of course, in order to do that, if we're seeing right now a new definition of kavana, that yes, kavana means to be machav in the perush hamilas, but that's like freshy level. But there's more. We have to graduate and go on to the next oimek and kavana satfila. These are things which A person just can't push a button and say, okay, ready to daven, hispashas agashmias. I'm taking off my physical body. I'm going to go hang it up. Be ready for davening. It's a lifestyle. Kavanah is a lifestyle. And that's exactly how the Mekubalim explain Kavanah. Hashem and Sasan. But that when the Arashash or the Arizal say, here to be Mechavein. Chavein means hispashas agashmias. Here you focus on removing yourself from the physical world. What it means to attach oneself to the Osios HaKadoshos. Going to be Masbir Emetz Hashem. But this is something which has to be on a person's radar, that if a person wants to be Mispalo properly, it's about living a life of Kedusha, living a life of Tahara. Like the Tzaddikim saying, we can't bring every single Mayim Makom, but the Baal Shem Tov taught that if a person wants to honestly daven, like a Tzaddik is supposed to daven, he can't be a person engrossed in the physical temptations, and as kosher as they may be. It's Kaddish Asbach Abamutalach. Not that a person, because he enjoys davening, or he learns the Svarim of davening, means he's going to be a great davener. A person who wants to enter into the world of tefillah, it requires him to be a very high person, as we see over here. So, for the first three columns or so, we're going to focus on this nekuda of his Pashta Sagashmias. Let's see the next Mayamakam. I think this is from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, but in order to make room, I had to cut off the bottom. Im ena nili mili, Mishnan Avos. If I'm not for myself, then who is for me? Ki tzarech betfila lihiyos kamo mufshat migashmias veinenu margish mitziyus ba'lamazeh. His pashtas agashis means exactly that, that a person, he removes himself, he removes the guf, and he doesn't feel as if he's any mitziyus in this world. If I come to this level that I don't even know whether I'm in this world or not, I'm not going to be afraid anymore of machshavos zaros during davening or bechlal. This is not just a mayim makom megabit tefillah, but it's explaining his pashas agashmias. And again, Rabbi say, we're talking about very big madrigas, but we're talking about the yisodos of the Baal Shem Tov, what it is that the Baal Shem Tov taught in davening. In a way of life.
Is he specifically talking about during Shemoneh Esrei or the entire span of davening?
So that's, it means dafka during Shemoneh Esrei. And we'll see a Mar Makam of that, I believe, a little bit later. It's specifically during Shemoneh Esrei. However, how much a person is a tzaddik, it can begin before davening and any part of davening. But yet, the Baal Shem does teach that a person, it can't expect to be in a state of espashas agashmis the entire davening.
If you're taking yourself out of this world, then how are you davening for the things you need?
Who says you're davening for things you need?
Yeah, you set yourself up for that one.
Daven for Shmina, don't you know?
That's why this is. Sorry. Yeah, that's why this is the third year, not the third year. Yeah.
Okay.
The Vade Ein Lishu Pachem Machshavos Zeres. The Zohar Kodesh teaches us, and Tzaddikim all say that Tefillah is a Shas Melchama, and the Melchama B'Shas Tefillah is against the Machshavos Zeres which are coming in. A person, if he doesn't realize that the Machshavos Zeres are foreign beings, they're enemies, they're intruders, which are coming into Tefillah which don't belong, and we have to make a Melchama against them. And a person just, he lays down his arms and he says, okay, I'm thinking about this, I'm just going to ride it, and what am I supposed to do? I can't deal with it. No. It requires Mesiris Nefesh. And the tzaddikim are always thinking, how am I going to pater myself? How am I going to free myself from machshavos zaros during davening? Every single person has it. Tzaddikim have it even more than regular people, believe it or not. Because those machshavos come for a tikkun to the tzaddik.
Is it something like maybe you should have a mindset before you even start the davening?
Of course. Absolutely.
Prep yourself for...
Absolutely. We're only talking right now about the yisodas of actual davening. But if we were going to take a series on tefillah, which this is not, we would talk about the hachanas before davening as the first year. Because davening will only be as good as the hachana is. As you see here, espashas akashas doesn't just come by the push of a button. It means that, what is a person doing before davening? In the Sefer of the Baal Shem Tov, which these marmakomas come from, and there's, I don't know, 70, 80 pages, we're taking just some of it, but there's a whole section about koydam hatfilah. What does it mean, koydam hatfilah? What a person should say, what a person should learn, what he should do, which is all a hachana for this. So we're just talking about the Yesodis, but, you know, It's always nice to talk lemaisa, but again, this is not so lemaisa because although we should have she'ifas to be able to be mispalo like this, and we may have flashes of it, or there may be times like that, but when we're trying to appreciate the madrega, the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, who they were, and the great tzaddikim, not just Talmid Baal Shem Tov, what it means that they were mechavim, we're talking about people who we'll see on the back page, Mirtz Hashem, like unbelievable dargas. But you're absolutely right. It would require, if it was a shiur on tefillah, what is done before davening. This is a cheshbon that tzaddik makes. If I can make myself completely ayin in this world, like I'm not in the olam hazeh, then I don't have to be worried about machshav hazara. Easy solution. Vizehu mili. That's what it means. Who am I? Rosh Hashanah. Eiz machshav hazara yaverli. If I'm an ein anili, if I have a spashas agashmias, then I won't have to deal with the machshav hazaras which enter into my mind during davening. That's how they told the Tzadik Yosef Taich from the Baal Shem Tov. The Mishnah of us. Avak shani la'atzmi. However, Rav Salam Keshani choishiv atzmi l'davar yesh b'metziyah zeh ha'idam. If I think that I'm something, meaning if I'm contemplating yichud ilah, Hashem's all-encompassing oneness, that He's the only metziyah, then what am I? As adra b'enyan achshav l'kum. It's not a trick, Rabbi. So remember, this is all yisoides of emunah that I'm bringing to the shtender during davening. As adra b'enyan achshav l'kum. This is the eighth of the tzaddik to patter himself for the machshavas zaros is to come to a place of hispashas agashmias. That's one reason why there should be hispashas agashmias. Just to deal with those machshavas zaros is kedai. Now this world of Hispashas Agashmias, we might as well just see the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, because as we'll see in this Lashon here at the bottom right corner, many of the Yesoides that we had mentioned from Rabbi Aaron B'Zitomer are found in the actual Shulchan Aruch itself. If you take a look here in Siman Tzadi Ches, HaMispalot Tzarech Shechavim, B'Libay, Perish HaMilos, Shemaitzi B'Svasav. That's basic, that's why it's brought down first when it comes to the Hilchas Tefillah, what it means to be Mechavim, Perish HaMilos is first and foremost. Which according to the Baal Shem Tov we would say means also not just standing in front of the Shechina, but also davening for the Shechina. That's why you're standing in front of the Shechina, because it's for it. V'yoyir ha-kavana. And to awaken kavana. Now look what happens here. V'yasir kol ha-machshavos ha-tardus asai. To remove all of the machshavos which busy us. Ad she-tishar machshavta v'kavanasai zaka v'tfilasai. Until the machshava and the kavana is crystal clear. He should think to himself, if I had to sit, stand in front of a physical human king, I would certainly prepare the words and know what I'm saying and how to say them properly. He knows all of our thoughts. We have to prepare our thoughts too. Those are like spoken. He understands everything we think. Like the Gemara says about the Chassidim HaRishonim, Shahayim Mizbaydenim, or Machavnim Bisfilasim, that they would prepare themselves for davening, Ad Shahayu Magim Lespashtas Hagashmias. This isn't a Kabbalah Sefer, this is Shulchan Aruch. Well, his Gabras Kayach HaSikli, and to raise up, to strengthen the Kayach HaSeichel, Ad Shahayu Magim Karv Lamalas HaNavuah. Vim Tavad Lamachshav Acher Pusach HaTfilah, and if a person has a machshava acheres which enters into his mind during davening, yishtoik ad she tispatel hamachshava. Deal with it. Don't just say, okay, it came in and I'm just going to go. This is an enemy which has entered into our territory. We have to get rid of it somehow. V'tzach sheyachshav idvarim hamachnim halev, and to contemplate, to think about things which bring us to hachnas halev, which we'll see in a moment. V'machav nenoyseh elavish b'shamayim v'lo yachshav idvarim sheish ben kalas v'ish. And the Ramah adds, "V'yachshiv koydim hatfila." There's an avodah here before davening too. V'roimimas hakel yisad. This is a very important yisod in Chassidus, especially, like we said before, koydim hatfila avoda, to think about the greatness of Hashem. U'beshiflas ha'adam, and how lowly we are. V'yachser kol tanugi ha'elam iliva, and all the tanugim which we have in this world, we have to remove them, and that's why the Sfarim say that it's also to eat and to drink before davening. It's not just a matter of the chashivus of davening. What are your priorities? It's about how could you daven? How could you remove your goof? How could you take yourself out of this world if you've already given the gashmi is to strike first. It's the antithesis to what davening is about. If we understand that davening is about hispashtas agashmis, it's about removing oneself from his needs in this world, for his connection to this world, and he has what to do as a neshama during davening, then certainly eating something for davening will just, it binds us down, and won't allow it to happen. Every morning we wake up, we can say like we're fresh. We haven't tasted anything where we don't know what it means to taste. We're b'riyah chadasha. But as soon as we allow that to come in, then we've chained ourselves down from what the davening is all about.
That applies
specifically to Shachris. Although there is an inyan in halacha about eating before Mincha and eating before Ma'ariv, but Shachris is considered to be the tefillah of the day from which the other tefillahs come from. So if you give that priority, then it leaves a Raisha, and then Mincha and Ma'ariv, even though they're in the middle of a busy day, because there was a Shachris which preceded it, they can be like awakened and revived on the level of Shachris, because there's a Raisham of Shachris left in that morning. That's like a Bekitzer answer to something which needs more explanation. Let's go upstairs. We're talking about Hispashtas Agashmias, we're talking about Kavana. Sometimes we'll throw in like Mara Makomis here just to be mechazik ourselves a little bit. Oyin Merumas Ba'ois Test Tfila. Test, which stands for Tfila. This is from the Sefer Likutim Mikarim. That when a person first thing comes to daven, he should have in mind that I'm freeing myself from everything in this world in Olam Hazeh. And that for us would be a very good hispashtas agashmis, which means like not to get involved in the news before davening or having any workout or anything else before davening which will distract the person from that machshava before davening of I don't want to be involved, my mind to be attached to the things of this world. A person says, I'm only going to focus on Perish Amilas, not just what the words mean, but I'm going to make sure that there are walls up which don't allow anything else to come in. That's a very good Hispashtas Agashmias for us. Even without any fancy kavanas, anything else other than that, that's a tefillah which is Niskabel Beratzah. That's a chizuk for us to know that if we can even be mekayim the first words of the Shulchan Aruch, perish amilas, but like he said, his pashtas agasmius, but that a person doesn't allow anything to come in and he protects his world of that kavana, that's already something special. Now, the Baal Shem Tov adds here a very important nekuda when it comes to Hispashtas Agashmias and Kavana, which is the following inyan: Matzasi ben Kisvi Yad Kodesh, Shasher B'Sayir B'Chiel Alter Me'Evanst from Yaakov Me'Ap to send in the middle. Baal Shem Tov Hakodesh on the pasuk Heitivu Nogin B'Sriya B'Zel Hashana Heitivu Nogin. Im Atem Roitim Shiyu Tfilas Mekumo Meretz Lifnei Hakodesh Baruch Hu. If you want that your tefillah should be neskabel, Heitivu B'Zeu Heitivu Nogin Shatfilah Nikra Nogin. Bitrua doesn't mean to sing it, like we saw before. Doesn't mean kavana is not about singing. Kavana is about trua, which the Sfarim all say means to break. Lev nishbar, as it says in pasuk, lev nishbar v'nidka l'kim leisibze. This is a very wide topic in the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, what it means to daven with a lev nishbar, with a broken heart, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it needs more iyun. And the sugya in itself, the Baal HaTanya talks about it and others. And then v'lev nishbar means that from the nakuda, the pnimi of the lev, from that emes, the nakuda of my chiyus, being mespalat to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything superficial around my heart should not be what's davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it should be purely from the deepest place of who I am. Take a look at this next ma'amakam from the Baal Shem Tov, the Mari Naim. It's such an unbelievable tight from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He's going on the sinyan of lev nishbar. As it says, of lifnei hashpen yishpeich sichai, that a person should pour out his heart, his conversation before Hashem. It's called shvichus hanefesh. It says, v'neidu ma sha'amir le'seich l'al hadam, Chazal say, not allowed to eat before davening, we explained. Nimsa shanayfa l'al tfila l'ashon shivchu damam, like pouring out of one's dam. And this is the pshat hada b'ashem tevtaych, shavchu damam kamayim svivoyis Yerushalayim ve'ein kairah. David HaMelech says that about the Rishayim, that they spilled Jewish blood in the streets like water around the city of Yerushalayim, and there was nobody to bury them. Look what the Baal Shem Tov does in this pasuk. Shavchu damam kamayim is a lashon of tefillah, like we said. Shivchu damim kamayim. Sevivo es Yerushalayim. Their davenings were saviv halev, around the heart. She'ein diburi tefillas yotzei min halev. But it didn't come from the heart, just around the heart. Ki libo balimai kamor, but the heart wasn't in the davening. Rak diburu hu saviv halev, v'lo mitarech halev. The dibur, which was coming out of the mouths, wasn't makusher to the oinek halev. And that's called saviv Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim means Yerushalayim, the nekudas halev, the pnimis halev. And he's almost like explaining the reason why there was such a churban in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim was because the davening was superficial. When there was a base of mikdash, ki basi vi spid lekarei chalamim, they were davening chitzonius. It wasn't a real davening. If it wasn't coming from the pnimius alev, that's called shafchu damim kamayim sevivois Yerushalayim, ve'ein kaiver, perish, she'ein kaiver v'chaiver es adibar b'chidus Yerushalayim sholev. It wasn't pnimi. It wasn't in the oimek. Rak min asafa b'lachotz echad b'peh v'echad b'lachotz. Mi'al Bashem Tov, al yidei she'tzoakim la'Hashem yizbarach me'imki alev. Crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, screaming during davening, like we said before, that's not like kavana either. Adarav, to say it b'pashtos, b'pita, so where's the oimek? The oimek is if a person is tzoyek b'alev. Me'imki halev al yidei zen yizkala ha'meichin mechazek asimunat. The Bashem Tov says that screaming during davening is not that Hashem's going to hear you better. The Gemara says that's mikatni amanat for a person to scream during davening. Why is a person, if he's davening dali, doing so? It's because davening like that is ma'ir the kavana. It brings out one's attention and the oimek hatfila when a person does so. Because emunah is tali in the peh, as it says, odia emunascha b'fi. And like he says here, and Rabbi Nachman says the same thing, if a person falls from emunah, the etzah is to speak in emunah. If he speaks in emunah, then it'll be ma'ir his emunah. But sa'aka b'leiv. Tzaka b'leiv, because where there's a leiv nishbar, there's a tzaka. Tzaka has to be authentic, and that tzaka comes if a person understands what it means, a leiv nishbar. It means the klipa around the leiv. Like we said before, this is all associated with the spashta sagashmi. It's because spashta sagashmi means removing myself from the taivas of this world. Where all this taivas coming from? It comes from the leiv, but real leiv, the real emek leiv of a Jew, has kisufin and taivas for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for Torah and Tefillah and Tanugim Ruchniyim. But there's a cleep around the lave which is pulling us away and distracting us from what we're really yearning for. So we can't come to davening and allow that to be an interference. We need to break that cleepa to be magala, the oimek lave which really just wants to be banish shalom. But that comes with the tzaka. A person has to break that lave nishba. He has to break that cleep around the lave. He has to make a lave nishba because there's this cleep on the heart which doesn't allow. That's a tzaka believe. Take a look at the next market for tzavos rivasht, where he echoes this idea, Tzarech ha'adam lilmod lahargil esasmo, she'ispalil afila hazmiros b'kol namach. Davening is not about screaming loudly, he should train himself to do so lowly. Like I heard from my Rebbe, he told me that he used to scream during davening a lot, like in, you know, Karlin, they scream during davening. It's a mahalach, there's something to be said about it. But the Baal Shem Tafir says, but a person should train himself that he shouldn't need to do that his whole life. That's my Rebbe said. I used to that, but now I daven completely quiet, he said. He's still screaming.
How does one get to something? It literally means that the
heart's not going to scream. It's muscle. Heart doesn't even
feel anything. Is that an emotion and a feeling, or that's like a darga? Or?
It's a darga, yeah. It's too much of a lemaisa question to get into. That's more of a tefillah shir. We have to just go through the asidus, but it's an excellent question. There's many ways to say it. V'yitzak belachash. This. You're still screaming. You're screaming belachash. V'yomer hadavar bein bizmiras bein belimud bekol koychay. You put all of your kishkas into it. Every single koyach, which a person has, every fiber of his being, like we say, kol atzmaisa tamarna asham michamocha. The hatzaka she'tiya machmas dveikis, if it's a tzaka which is a dveikis tika tzaka, then it'll be belachash. If it's a true tzaka, it doesn't have to be loud. A person scream out loud if he's being harassed by a foreign enemy. He may scream out loud because he's crying out for help. But a person can come to a place where there's a tzaka belev, which is a tzaka bedveikis. Not all tzakas are the same, but it's a tzaka bedveikis. That could be belachash. And also, it's something which is, speaking lemaisa, it's much more lemaisa. Like, in many shuls, you know, that unfortunately, there's not a chinuch in what it means to daven b'kol rom. By the Talmid of Hashem, it was a very important inyan. Not that it has to be screaming like in Carlin Stolen, but it means b'kol rom. It shouldn't be like a library. The base knesset is a base medrash, not a library. I remember I was once in a shul in Queens, and when we lived there, and I was davening like mamash a little bit b'kol rom, and I got such a shtill. Somebody screamed at me for davening. I didn't think that they were talking to me, so I kept going. And I couldn't imagine somebody would be doing that to me. And then it happened twice already, three times, and he let me have it. And I was like, I can't believe it. I looked at the Rav, and he saw what was going on, and he just turned away. I was like asking him, like, is this really the mahalach in the shul? Like, it has to be quiet? Like, you're not allowed to be, you know, it's like this?
It's just that the person's own... the person's own ability to connect to the words that he's saying requires, you can't have any outside disturbance. So you're somebody else's davening, which is helping them, is,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
when you're, well, that's why you're listening to a radio station, or, yeah, you're listening to something, you can't really pay attention to it if somebody's talking.
So that's why you're supposed to remove yourself from the scotch in this world, so you don't hear the next guy.
I'm saying that's
okay. The coming is malam mitzchus. Yeah, no, you're right. It's a nice lim mitzchus, but
you know. And he can't concentrate what he's doing because.
Yeah, it's true. But the truth is that a person's tefillah shouldn't stare at another person's tefillah so much.
It's it wasn't on that madrigal.
Right. But it's something to be said that if there's an understanding in the shul, like Baruch Hashem we have on Shabbos, you know, there's a nice kol psukei dezimra on Shabbos in our shul, you know, but it should be like, you know, that should be. It should be a different. It should be a
it's not like
right? No, it's not. It's zechinat. Yeah. But yeah, if you go into these places where the people they come and they daven the Koran, you feel like it's a different tefillah. You feel
an hour
like
and a quarter psukei dezimra and you're shlaim by
Stalin. What? They what?
It's an hour and a quarter psukei dezimra.
Yeah. They have in many places. They have, and by the time we'll get to it, then it's more of a tefillah discussion, like ma'isa. But well, Tanya said, like, even during the week, it should be 40 minutes, an hour, psukei dezimra. This, you know, we don't do that, but even the Mishabura says you should be counting them, and counting the words, like you're counting coins. This is something which is more of a tefillah shir. But he says, b'kol koichai, this is a very important insight. His pashas agashvus also means b'kol koichai. The more that a person unlocks his koichas, that he's, that nekuda hapnimi, is that he's giving that over to Rav Shalom, there's not a fire in his being which he's holding back from Hashem. Everything belongs to you. I'm giving you all of my koyches. That's nechla on his pashas agashmias. Like, you still get this top mark, and we're going to delve into this a little bit, what it means, b'kol koychai. Shemati b'shem, this is from the Arameir. B'shem of Hashantav, I heard the following thing. Pamach ha-shal chacham ha-dor me'in and atfila. Once, there was a chacham ha-dor. He asked him about the inyan of tefila. He said, "Heich ata noig la'an poina machshav to b'shasa." Where do you do with your thoughts during tefillah? So what he said, "Ani makasher es asmi and kol prate hachayah shvanivram." I attach myself to all of, to every single niver in this world, to their chayim. It's a very high daga. "Ovechol davar habalach la'avriyah tzerach li'asham chayus mishefer leka." Ani makasher atzmi ma'am la'hitzin libra lifnei alokim. Whatever this means, he says, I connect myself to the life force within every being. And I attach myself to it, and I bring it as a dibur before Hashem, lahamik she'ela l'mala l'mala, in order to be ma'amik in my she'ela l'mala l'mala. Again, not everything we're going to understand about tefillah. Amar lo im kena tamachiv esoilam. So he said, if that's the case, you're going to destroy the world. You're taking everybody's chiyus away and bringing it up to Hashem. You're going to leave them the shayim prati nevarim. B'li chiyusam, you're killing everyone. V'heishiv lo yisa, he said back, v'chi efshar shani yochob v'chinas es kashrus imshach mehem chiyusam l'mala. So he asked the Baal Shem Tov, so is it possible that I could do that? That I can actually kill them? Amaloi imken klapi dvarecha tol asal b'tfil l'mad kamos. So if you think that you can't, then what are you doing with your davening? Meaning, as soon as you think, until now you were good, you were elevating everything before Hashem, and now I'm telling, and then you're retracting, you're saying it's not possible? So what's the balance? So the Baal Shem Tov told him what to do. Amnam ha'emes kein hu, skip a couple lines, because we spoke out that. He said, kevan shalei ha'emanta, so you don't believe them. Amnam ha'emes kein hu, chacham ha'amitim, but the truth is that it says in Pasuk in Daniel, asher koyach behem la'amayit beheichal ha'melech. tefillah is what's called koyach b'hem lamad yichal amel. The Zohar says dat sloisa. This is for maybe a different yisoid. We'll talk about tefillah, what it means. Lamad b'heichal amelach. Hachiyav mutl dikshoras atmoim penana. You're right. You have to do it. You have to take their chiyas and elevate with your chiyas their chiyas before Hashem. So why is there not everything? Everything just disintegrate, everything die. So the Baal Shem Tov told him, Amnam rak besoid ratzav Hashem. There's a secret called, like it says in the Navi Yecheskel by the Markava, the Hachayas Ratzav Hashem, that the Chayas, which refers to the Chayas of the Malachim, but the Svarim all say, Hachayas, the Chayim goes, Ratzav Hashem, back and forth, Kanoida lemaskilim oimekainin. To those who are masked, don't know what I mean. There's an Inyan called Hachayas Ratzav Hashem. Now, what does that mean for our Madriga? Hachayas Ratzav Hashem in davening? To take all of our Chiz for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Ratzai. Now, what's the Shoiv? So take a look at the next Marmakom. Noida mehabal Shem Tov. Like it says in Pasuk, Nafshi Yotze B'davrei. When we daven before Hashem, we're giving over our chayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing less. Rak al yedei dibur kedusha Torah tefillah, but because we're doing it through Torah and tefillah, ba lo chayis chadash, you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the chiyas you have now, and He gives you a better one and a new one. As the secret of the Pasuk says, v'hachayis ratzav Hashem, there's an exchange which is taking place during davening. That I'm giving, I woke up with a certain chiyas today, Hashem says, this is for you, this is who you are. And we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, nah, we don't want this. This which you give to us, we give to you. And Hashem says, oh, you're giving this to me? I'll give you something better. That's what happens in davening. It's an exchange. Okay, so we don't have time to get into Alta in the Inyanim and how that works, what that means, but we're talking about the Yesoidus and the Oimek of Tefillah. Shamati Oimim Shrav HaKadosh, the next Mayamakom, Rav Gershon Kitover. He once said to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, B'zeh HaLashon, Kol Zman, he wrote them in a letter, Kol Zman She'ata Tuchal Oid B'Tfil Lema Baruch Ata B'Yosencha. As long as you can even say the words Baruch Ata and you're conscious of it, Teida Ki Adayin Lehigat El Kavanah. You don't know what it means, Kavanah. You don't know what it means, Kavanah. This is Kavanah. Ki Kol Kach Tzorech Adam Lehiyos B'Hispashas. A person is required during the Avon Hashem asks of us to have so much Hispashas. We have no way even to say the words anymore. That we give him our chiyah so much that even that chiyah which it would take for us to say the words, we don't even have that anymore. By the time you come to the end of davening, you can't even talk. That's how much we have to give to the Baruch Hu. Let's continue. This is from Tzavah Sarivash. Yachshev koydom hatfila. You think it's going to lighten up? It doesn't. Shehu muchan lamos ba'oisa hatfila machmas hakavana. The Baal Shem Tov says before davening, a person has to prepare himself to die in that tefila because of his kavana. V'yesh mechavnin kol kach. There are those who are mechavnin so much. Ad shepa'amin b'teva hayabezu gimel teva shem elefanav yizbarach. That with two or three words, they would expire. U'kesheyachshev kach yomer b'liba lamo li'izah p'niyah v'gai b'oisa tefila. If a person contemplates that, He thinks to himself, how can I have any gaiva, any pnias during davening? If I'm ready to give up my life after two, three words, if I accept that upon myself, if I contemplate that before davening, how would I have any distractions, any gaiva, any pnias during this davening? And look what he writes here. It's absolute chesed and anes that a person lives after his davening. I mean, for the Baal Shem Tov, of course. It's an absolute nace that we're still alive after davening.
Is this connected like to the Indian of a carbon?
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. Tefillah is in place of a carbon.
Tefillah is negated carbon? It's absolutely. Naim of the Melech, all that's that they can talk about that. Absolutely. And again from Tzavar Sarivash, Zechesed Godel Min Hashem Yisbarach Sh'adam Chai Achar Tefillah. Shalavi Derech HaTeva Hayu Lo Lomus Machmas Shemafsid Koichai. He has no koiches left. Ki Nasan Koichai Batfillah Kol Kach. It's not because of the kavanas of the Arizal. Of course, that helps, but that's not the reason why. He puts every single ounce of kavana into his tefillah. He's ready to die. It's a nes and a chesed that he's alive. But the pshat is that he does die, but he gets a new chiyas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called hachayas ratzav Hashem. That's the chesed that Hashem gives him a new chayas. We mentioned in the Malava Malka. More than once already, that there were some tzaddikim, like the Stralisker and others, that they would say goodbye to their families before Shachris. Every single day. They would say, you know, I love you, I'll miss you. If you don't see me, if I don't come back from this morning, shachar, so, you know. It's because of davening. The Maisa Nefesh. They did, every morning. Huh?
A couple of them did that.
Yeah, there were some who did, yeah. Yeah, they didn't know. They went every day to be Maisa Nefesh. And they didn't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be b'chaim them or not. Of course, we say, Mechaim Mesimat Rav Le'eshiyah. There's a certain Rav Munasecha that a Yid wakes up with that he's going to daven this way and Hashem's going to give him his chias back just like he did in the nighttime. They come in with a certain bitachin, but you don't know. At the end of the day, you don't know. And they say goodbye every morning. They don't know if they're going to be back. Okay, Adkan Hispashas Agashmias. Kavana Hispashas Agashmias. But what to think about in terms of the Hasagas of the Talmid Bar Shem Tov and living a life of Tefillah. That's why when the Davar HaMelech says, Tefillah is my life. You understand what it means, Tefillah is my life. It's not something which we do, which is for an hour a day. I mean, the whole day revolves around this moment called Tefillah. That if I eat this, then what's going to be with my Tefillah? If I do this, if I say this, then how am I going to daven? Everything was a cheshbon because of this moment of Tefillah, this inyan of Mesiras Nefesh.
Tefillah is only the expression of that. In other words, Davar Melech is ani tefillah, my whole being is tefillah. The actual thing, the words, just an expression of it. It's right?
Yes.
Eating can also be an expression of it. Other things that you do during the course of the day can also be an expression
of it. Right, right. But that's a pshat. The tefillah is something which is like the Baal Shem Tov taught, although it's not time to, everything's it intertwined, but it really delivers its own sugya. The Baal Shem Tov taught that tefillah is something we do all day. Halavai yisparad adam kalayim. And so therefore, everything which a tzaddik does, he thinks to himself that this is an extension of my tefillah, will either help my tefillah, it's either a continuation of my tefillah, or it's not, in which case you don't do it because it shtares the tefillah.
That's
really just all about connecting to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And since the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov that we spoke, we didn't get to it yet, it's really more when we speak about Torah, right, the Indian of by the Masnagdim that they emphasize Torah, but the Baal Shem Tov emphasized something else. It has to do with why the Baal Shem Tov focused on Tefillah, not at the expense of Torah, Chas V'Shalom, but it's part of that Shemuz Mitzvah. One of the next things, the last things which that Sefer Gulas Yisrael mentioned was Oz Memela Pisam Yislakach V'Yislai Ba'esh L'Heves L'Heves Alvaras HaYev Ya'ava, that what a person is looking for in davening is that he's going to be lit on fire. That there's that moment of tefillah that a person awakens, a higher hisayrus, a higher dveik is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is really what the tzaddik is looking for in davening. Like we spoke, whether it's the fact that he gives over his chias and he gets a new chias, or there's a point that a person reaches where he's efes koyach, that he has no koyach, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that I'm lighting you up, and I'm giving you a new, it could be beginning of davening, before davening, and middle, whatever it is. Many tzaddikim, they didn't come to daven until they had that nekud. I mean, they were all the hachanas were in order to be able to have that match, set them on fire, and that's when they were ready to daven. We spoke about by the Yid HaKadosh. We said that the Yid HaKadosh, they knew that with the zman tefillah by the Yid, his zmanim were all over the place, but he knew when to daven. But they said, we knew when the Rebbe was going to daven, when his hat stood up on his head, because his hairs would stand up straight, and his hat was like hovering over his head. That's when he was ready to daven. Which means to say that when he had this hisiris, this fire in his neshama, that the tzaddik waits for every morning, that's considered to be the Eis Ratzon to daven. And then he says that his davening was like minutes. As soon as it was time to shacharis, it would go like that. Because he was on fire at that point. Everything was fire. But for the tzaddik, that's called the Zman Tefillah. It's not like, okay, 8 o'clock shacharis will show up and we'll be. But tzaddik, some tzaddikim that works, some tzaddikim that doesn't work. For many tzaddikim, you can't set the Zman. Because the Zman is whenever Hashem Yisbarach says you should daven. When do I know that Hashem is telling me to daven? When He gives me that asiris. Take a look at, we're just going to a few Marim HaKamas on the left column about this. Kibalti Mimaran HaBaal Shem Tov. This is the domestic Eliezer from Kamarna. I said I have a Kabbalah from the Baal Shem. Oh, this is just another Chizik one. Shasimcha v'hachid v'dekdusha moir la'asera shavecha kodesh. Right? A person is looking for a higher inspiration. And a person needs to be besimcha b'chedva. And the reason why this is here is because it seems very... It seems like a Mariris and a Marashchaira, like, you know, Monsieur Stefesh, Kavana, Ispash, Gashmi. It's like, it seems like it's taking away from the Simcha. It's not true. This is all, has to be, everything in the context here is of Simcha. This, by the way, is what it means to be set on fire. We're looking for a madriga de kedusha of a chayas ruchni kayadu lamaskal de kedusha. Those who know the in and outs of kedusha know that there's this Indian called simcha shel mitzvah. We don't daven until we have that simcha shel mitzvah. That simcha shel mitzvah is this. It's this inspiration that the tzaddik gets, that fire, that it's time to daven. But it comes only if a person is immersed in an atmosphere of simcha. Now, about this is from the Magid HaKadosh. Eino yochel lehespalo karoi im ein loy or makif v'sayimi kol tzadav v'sivoysev shiagash v'sayim makif. A person can't daven properly unless he feels an or makif around him. Like there's a light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu which is surrounding him, which is protecting him, which is encouraging him, which is that siyat of the Shemaya. Take a look at the next Maramakam from Savas HaRivash. I efshe lehespalo b'kavon ki ma'idi hachizak v'tzorech levakish ma'asham yisbarach siyah ve'ezer. We can't daven properly without siyat of the Shemaya. And when we ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya and tefillah, it doesn't just mean that we shouldn't have machshava zaras, but the tzaddik is asking for is for this fire. We're asking Hashem for this fire. Pa'amim espalu b'katna, so this is from the Magid HaKadosh again. V'achar kach b'rega echad, person may begin davening, and he's davening b'katna, so shlapsach, and he doesn't feel it, but then all of a sudden, in one moment, meir lor or neshmasai. He becomes illuminated, his neshama. We'll see what that means. He goes up to the higher oilamas. Like a person who goes up on a ladder. Halavai, we said that we know what that means. That, of course, comes with the spashus agashmias. As it says, shlach orcha va'amitcha. Send me down your light. Send me down your truth. Give me that light to lead me where you want me to go during davening. Davening is not something which takes place down here, like we said before. It's Ayim de Beruma Shalom. Amida means you go up to the Oilamas. The Tzaddik, they actually were in Oilamas when they davened. But it can happen at any point that the Tzaddik will have that inspiration. Sarich Leilich mi Madriga la Madriga batfila de Tzavas Rivash. A person needs to go from one Madriga to the next Madriga in davening. Shelo yafsid kol koyche b'schila satfila like Josh, like spoke about before. A person shouldn't waste all of his koyches in the beginning of davening. Go slow. And then in the middle of davening, you step it up, you push down the pedal. That when that dveikus starts to kick in, then the words go very quickly. Right? A person can't just expect that there should be dveikus in the beginning. But nevertheless, you should still have to say the words with strength, with a power. The yachzik is atzmo ma'at ma'at, and be mechazik himself, even though he's waiting for the light, and he's like, Rabbanu Shalom, where's the light? Where's the light? Where's the siyata d'shmaya? And it's not coming. To be mechazik himself. Ad sheyazel lispal de'ekas gadol. Hashem says, here it is. Here's the siyata d'shmaya. They're going to be able to daven in the higher level. It's very important, you saw it in Tfilas of the Bashamta, that it's not, if we go through our whole life or our davening, never having that moment of inspiration, so then that's not the Derech of the Bashamta. The Derech of the Bashamta Tefillah means that a person is doing all these things to be able to have this moment. This moment. Take a look at the next one, from the Magen from Ezrich. This is in the middle of a piece, but look at the words which he has about this inspiration. It's frightening. V'yira shetipo lelav yira. I mean, true yira shemayim is not what a person makes himself have yira shemayim, it's that it befalls him. That's considered to be feminine waters. It befalls a person that he's standing in the presence of the Melech. That's what it means. Like we said before, that's one of the conditions. That when you're standing in front of the Melech, you feel it. When you're standing in front of the king, you have no idea where you are. And then the Meichin come down, and then tears just start to stream from your eyes. That's how, like many stories of tzaddikim like that. Puddles of tears. They would stand, many tzaddikim, this is their derech, they would stand with their eyes closed, no shuckling, no nothing, and their faces were on fire, and this stream of tears were just coming down their face. Streams and streams of tears, of dveikas, of clothes with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Puddles under. Aval kishe'enu kach, look at what he says. If a person doesn't reach this inspiration, aval pishe'niru lo sha'ayev esabar, even though he thinks that he loves Hashem, Ki zeh hashar l'Hashem. A person has to enter in through this yira. Yiruhu hashar l'ava. He has to enter into this yiras haromamas. V'im enu behashar shu yira, ich ef shali yas b'ava. How can you have ava if there's no yiras haromamas? Achin mishu kanal enu afilu eved. He's not even an eved Hashem at all. U'mikol shekein she'ein b'madrega shu yipol l'ava yira. Right? If he doesn't have ava, and certainly if he doesn't have what's called, it befalls him yira, v'ein hu yehudi klal. Which means to say that he's not experiencing his Yiddishkeit, his neshama. This is not real abayda. He thinks that this is simcha. He thinks that this is davening. This is not real davening. Religion despair. He should do tshuva to Kadosh Baruch Hu and ask Hashem that he should teach him what it means to daven. That he should daven like a yid. Just have a few more minutes. Look at this top Mar Makom on the back. Rabbi Yisrael Vashem Tov Alav Shalom Amar. This is again from the Magid from Mezrich. Kisha Adam Taveya Benahar V'Humar Kamatnuas Shiyotz Mi Atzam Min Hamayim Hashayt V'Mesa. If a person is drowning in a river and he starts to throw up his hands in every direction to try to survive, V'Vada Harayim Ma'aseh Lo Yisleitzu Alav Al Tnuasai. People who see that, they're not going to say, "What's he dancing in the waters for? What's he doing? I mean, he looks like a lunatic." Nobody's going to say that. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Ken kishim ispal of oise tnuas ein leislaitz. If you see a person davening and he's making types of tnuas that many tzaddikim do, that they make certain tnuas and movements during davening, which a person would laugh at, it's not nothing to laugh about. Shehu matzil asam ayim azidoinim shema klipas haboim levat machshavot nzila. They're fighting for their lives. They're fighting for their lives against the machshavos which are coming in. They're fighting for their lives on the hispashas agashmias. That the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva, that he would start off in one corner of the base medrash during the davening, and he would find himself at the end davening in the other corner of the davening. You think he was conscious of that? But he was fighting against the machshavos lowers, meaning the tzaddik is fighting for his life. Tfilu l'keil chayai. Of course, you can laugh about people who they're making fancy tznuos and all types of things when it's just like, you know, that they think that that's called kavana. And many people, you know, they go like this, and they're all over the place in davening, but that's... The tzaddik, he holds himself, he composes himself. And if during davening, because of his dvekas, then things start to happen, so then that's real tenuas during davening. But many tzaddikim, they had that. The many tzaddikim were very careful that they shouldn't show any signs of any dvekas during davening. The mesiris nefesh to not. But, you know, halavai, we should have such mesiris and not to worry about that shikul amongst the tzaddikim. Now take a look at this Mayim Makom. It's here, again, this is from the Magid from Mezrich, where he talks about what he had said before about going up the sulam into the higher olamos with that moment of inspiration. Look what he says here. It's almost as if he's like a tour guide. This is just to understand like the dagger, the tzaddik, and what's shaykh for us in tefillah. When you're ready to go up, he says, you need to know how to go by madrigas, like on a sulam. First, when you first go up, first go to the first rakia, which is Mahalav Tafkav Shana, which 500 years to get there. V'yarech, of course, it doesn't mean 500 literal years. V'yarech b'mashal rakia kol haruchos. And then distance yourself from the rakia from all the other ruchos. Shela yeniru b'mashal v'lekatz v'kadosh v'zad. It shouldn't seem like, if it's small or narrow, rakiyarech v'lekos, make sure you stay, you know, far away from the sides. Isn't this amazing? They came in shu amu sham, and now that you're standing there, and now you're ready to go up to the next madriga, and then to go up to the next madriga. Don't try to jump all Zion Rakim in one shot. Okay, guys? Rak mi madriga la madriga tzarech lalis. You have to go from one madriga to the next. If you're going to jump all the rungs of the ladder, you're going to fall. If you start off davening well, and you're in the middle of davening, you could do it. You can make the jump. When you go up from one madriga to the next, when you get to the first rakia, you have to be mindful of two things. One, don't fall. And the other one is, don't go too high. Since you're at the first rakia, if you go up to the next rakia, which is the Olam of the Malachim, and then you go to Olam HaKiseh, and then you come to Atzilas, there you're going to have your machshava b'dveikus. And when you want to go up, you're going to see a dmus of an Adam and a dmus of a Kelev, which are the klipas of Olam HaSiyah. You have to be machazik yourself and don't be afraid of them. He's telling us, he's somebody who went to Olam HaSiyah, and he's telling us what to do, like how we should go about it when we have these experiences. And he says, "Lafamim yochel ladaber lemaile b'nishmasa levad b'ligufay." Sometimes a person davens, he's a neshama without a guf. Sheyafresh atzma migufay v'zehu hispashas hagashmias. She'enu margish b'machshavto kfal hargosha saguf etziras ha'olam. He has no shaychus to this world, to the guf, nothing. Rak tzir ha'olam esal yoinim. All he sees is the higher worlds, the malachim, the srafim. And then he comes to the matzilas, and then he only feels himself dak min adak. And there he says he knows asidus, he'll know the future. And even though sometimes he knows what's going on the matachtoinim, and he hears all the cruzim, you know, person is shaykh to be such madrig. The next two ma'amakomas we're not going to read inside, but they're stories. The middle one is a very famous story about the Bashem Tov HaKadosh, that he was invited to come into a base medrash, into a base knesses, and he stood at the Pesach, and he didn't want to go in. So he explained that he can't come in because the room is filled with Torah and Tefillah. So he said, filled with Torah and Tefillah? I said, isn't that what a shul is supposed to be? Shouldn't it be bustling with Torah and Tefillah? So the Bashem Tov explained that he can't come in because the room is stuffed with Torah and Tefillah, meaning that in order for the Torah and Tefillah to ascend, which is what they're supposed to do, they need to have wings. But what gives wings to the words of Torah and Tefillah is Yira and Ava. The Zohar says that one wing is Yira, one wing is Ava. But if there's no Yira and Ava, then they don't go up. So I can't walk into the room because all the Tefillahs are cluttering the room. I can't walk in. So it says that he made a certain tikkun and they all went up and then he was able to come in. So we don't want that our Tefillahs should be stuck and should fill the room. We want that the Mespalim should be able to come in. But he was able to make a tikkun for that. But the Av and the Yira, which he's talking about, is this Av and Yira that a person, that it befalls a person. That he works in the beginning of davening in order to achieve this state of tefillah, where he should be lit up with Yira and Ava. The final story here is that there was a Yid that he didn't have any money, and the Hashem Tov came and he wanted to make a tikkun for him. So he said, give me your wine. He was a wine seller, so he gave him his last bottles of wine, and he fed the Hashem Tov and the Talmidim, and then he gave him to drink and to eat. He had mamash nothing left. So the Hashem said, now I need a pigeon nefesh for you to help you out. I said, pigeon nefesh? I don't have anything to give you. He said, he sold his couches and this and that to give him. So he was broken. The Hashem said, okay, have a good day, bye. So he gets a knock on the door a few days later, and it's a guy who says, give me some wine. So he doesn't have any wine left, so he fills the pitcher with water and he gives it to the guy, and the guy says, oh, the most delicious wine I ever had. He said, he gives him like these, I don't have much money, he gives him these coins, very rare coins. Turns out, he takes it to the shulchani, what they called? Exchange, the money exchanger, and he says, oh, these coins, they're worth a fortune. He becomes rich, turns to the Baal Shem and says, what's going on over here? He says, don't you remember that after I left and I left you broken, you daven mincha with such a broken heart that you've mamash? He says, the shefa was waiting for you all along. Why did I come here? Because the shefa couldn't come in until you had a lev nishbar. It was waiting for you. All the shefa was waiting. But the lev nishbar wasn't there. But as soon as you made a lev nishbar, you made a keli to be able to receive it. That's what Baal Shem Tov said. Many times, everybody say, it's on the berum b'shal olam, and it's ready to come down. But if there's no lev nishbar, if there's no kavan, if there's nothing, then everybody should just eking out, squeezing out the little bit which is supposed to come. But it's mitzitenu. They're from our ourselves to daven like we're supposed to do. The shefa, it's everything is just waiting. Shefa says, there's more than you want to have, and I want to give it to you. But if we internalize some of these, again, it's not so much of a lemaisa, but if from a chazak ourselves in these inyanim, we'll be able to be zeicha to be shefa, be gashmus, be ruch, be chol tov.